Didn't a traditional network like Media Prima or your record label consider these threats? Because what you want to do is have physical sales of CDs, right? You want ratings for your TV shows.
It's so 2005, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tell me why it's so 2005.
You see, the digital... Okay. Someone once said that wireless is useless if it's hitless. Right. A hit is created when all media, from Facebook to cinema to TV, talks about it. Right. If it's just digital that's talking about it, it's a hit in its digital world. If it's just TV is talking about it, it's probably just a hit in TV world, but you need everybody to talk about it. So digital is never a silo. It needs to work together with everything. So we never saw it as a threat. We saw it as a new thing that has evolved and that we need to be together with it. Which is why I launched tonton.com.my. Please have a look at tonton.com.my, the most amazing portal. We're taking on Hulu. Can you imagine? Okay, that's fun. Right. Hulu. Hulu, not Hile. Hulu. Okay, anyway. Yeah. So, but a revolution can only happen if everybody is doing it. I was very, very lucky to be part of more than a couple of revolutions. Number one was the independent alternative revolution. Now, in 1995, I produced a band called OAG. Now, in the underground scene, it was a revolutionary, but not in the mainstream. So once we took OAG and pushed them to music, suddenly, boom, everybody likes it. Okay, but that's still not a revolution. The revolution happened is when all the TV guys and radio guys started picking up all the other independent acts or underground acts, and everybody got their share. Butterfingers, Carburetor Dung even had some share, and all that. Everybody had it. So a revolution can only happen when everybody moves together. If OAG moved by itself, it doesn't work. Then came hip-hop. It was Poetic Camel. And then Too Fat. Suddenly, there was so many hip-hop groups in the country. Right? Again, revolution can only happen when everybody does it. So I don't know what you were asking me, and I don't know where I am right now.
What is your assessment now? Are we on the cusp of a revolution? Are we in the middle of it?
No, we are on the cusp. The precipice. Either we're going to fly or we're going to fall down. Right? It's now a matter whether we got the guts and the courage as the people building the infra to support this or not. And I'm glad that all the independent artists have won AJL and all that, which means that all the mainstream guys are going to look at it and say, hey, we're going to help more of these young kids. Okay, let's help more of them. So this will hopefully continue and grow. The problem is when we put a stop to it and everything kind of dies, and that's when you're dead. Remember though, Hujan will be mainstream, if not already mainstream, in 2 years. And everybody will call them sellouts.
Well, in the UK, all the girl groups are indie. Girls Aloud. Pop is the new indie, I think. So.
Right. But the thing that irks me is that there are irks. I use the word irks. The thing that irks me... Ooh, I like it. The thing that irks me is that there are a lot of people who didn't make it through the mainstream, right? Because actually they're not good, right? Then they become indie. And they shout the indie slogan, we are indie, we are DIY. But they really suck, right? They are indie, nobody buys our stuff because we're indie, we are niche. No, you don't buy your stuff because you suck, basically. They hide behind the indie flag. The problem is, everybody then starts thinking that, why are these indie bands so bad? Because they're actually really bad. You know, there are some really good ones, but some really horrible ones who don't make it through a normal channel, so they hide behind the indie flag. We got to put a stop to this disease, I think.